Today, the 3rd of November, is our first holy hour in November, the day immediately after All Souls. And so we should remember tonight, particularly the repose of all the souls, all of the faithful departed, but particularly those we have served in our parish and in our hospitals, asking the Lord to give them peace and rest and joy in their heavenly home. It's also the feast of Saint Martin of Porres. Martin de Porres is a wonderful example of many things, of course, but particularly of taking care of those who are neglected. The antiphon for the Magnificat tonight is from Matthew 25. Amen, I say to you, what you have done for the least of my brothers, you have done for me. And that's perhaps a good lens or thread in which we can look at praying for the holy souls in purgatory, praying for those who have died in our parish and in our hospitals, that they can be neglected. And so, following St. Martin de Porres, we care for them by our prayers, remembering the life that we once shared with them here, the life of Christ, which we still share with them, the life of heaven, which we hope to share with them one day, bringing them before the Lord in our prayers. That's true for all of the faithful departed, but especially those who may be forgotten or neglected. Those for whom whatever reasons in their life did not have much family, or perhaps those who because of their own choices were estranged from family, that we can still remember them, even if we don't know their names. That because we pray for them, they are not neglected. Just as St. Martin de Porres cared for so many, and because of his presence, they were not neglected. So, my brothers and sisters, tonight, in this holy hour, we pray to St. Martin to give us, to teach us a little of his spirit of generosity, of going to those who would otherwise be forgotten. And especially, I think we can ask him to teach us to do that in this month of November, devoted to the faithful departed, praying for them, persevering in prayer for them, devoutly and diligently, asking the Lord to forgive them of any faults and sins, asking him to purify them of anything that is holding them back from heaven, asking him to bring them into his sight soon and quickly, that in his timing we may meet them there.